Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And tonight is our Friday night show. And for Friday nights, this is our paranormal event. So if you wish to come on and talk about anything paranormal, please do so. You can type it into the fast chat or just give BBS a call. Would you like to have callers come on? And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And we go there at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. And then after the BBS program tonight, which is Friday, on Station 2, we'll be doing our question and answer time. So our phone number, if you want to write that down, and I'm sure somebody will put on the fast chat here, it's 646-519-5800. So 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. So please come on, 9009. And this is for the newbies and the oldies, ones that wish to just come on and talk about the light ship, get information. And we have an interesting conversation. So let's start off tonight with some healing. And then I'll talk about what's new with the light ship here, hot off the press. So let's first do a clearing for people who feel like they've been self-sabotaging themselves in the last week. Remember, today is Friday, so we'll do a self-sabotage clearing. So one, taking it away, just think of a situation. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's do a clearing for those people who have been attacked psychically by their family members or friends, people out there who are doing prayers for them. So here we go. We'll take away this prayer energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and I can feel some energy there. So again, people that are praying for you, which means they want you to become prey like themselves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in one of the light ship colors. So I want you to go to the Creation Light Ship page, Creation Light Ship Healing on BBS Radio, or go to their website and bring up the Light Ship insignia. That's below the light being there. Also, it's, I believe, clickable on the fast chat on the left-hand side if you have it up on your screen. And we'll do the Light Ship insignia. We'll bring in the green energy. And this is one of the energies for healing. So here we go. Stronger. It's coming in. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Do one other clearing here for people. And we're going to bring in the dolphins for some healing tonight. So if you feel water around you, silver water that sparkles like diamonds, that's because you're in it right now. And you're actually on the light ship. So here we go. Dolphin energy. Request the healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll start the program off here with describing what's been the latest healings that we're doing on the light ship here. And this is what I've been doing in my spare time. I'm laughing here. We've been doing a lot of clearing with the aliens on parallel time frames, okay, parallel lifetimes. Remember, the aliens create a parallel life for you to go into it. So we're going to be putting up on the website this ceiling, which you can use to interface with your previous and or past healings. And that'll be coming up maybe within a week here. So what it's going to be about is, let's say that you've had your whole lifetime emotional healing done. We'll just say you did it a year and a half ago. And maybe you bought the unlimited version or not. Makes no difference at this point right now with this particular healing, because what we're going to have on there is a parallel lifetime. So you can go in there and do this lifetime clearing, and then you can go on to this lifetime all over again. Maybe a lot of work for those of you, but this will help you out a lot. And you're going to be able to go into parallel lifetimes with the emotional clearing that the alien races took you to. So it'll be a parallel life. I may have, I think, maybe up to 50 parallel lifetimes listed there. And you can drop the box down. I'm trying to make it very simple. I think most people probably are on about 10 of those. You could be on it more, but still have to figure out how to do this process. You could even have 500 of them, but I'm still inventing that. From there, we're going to get you out of those parallel lifetimes. And next, we're going to take away the program that's interfaced with you on this parallel lifetime. Next, we're going to get rid of the alien race that puts you into this parallel lifetime. And then we'll probably do spirit integration and maybe some other clearings with that. And it will probably go into maybe past life and present, which is what you initially bought, okay? And then we'll go into the future. And these will be different timelines that you can eliminate. So you may be having a problem with a certain thing in your life. Maybe you deal with entities. You wonder, how could I have so many entities? And you get rid of them and they come back. Well, maybe they're giving you these things as the body hop, will say, through the different parallel lifetimes coming into you, because they haven't been cleared out of those parallel lives. So this is what this clearing is about. So maybe you have pain in your body. You did a pain clearing, and you go, yeah, it worked great, and a month later, now I have pain again. Well, maybe the aliens took you into another timeline, and you're living with pain in that timeline. The time here, you know, you don't have any pain, but in a parallel life one, you do. So hopefully that makes sense to you. That'll be coming up hopefully within a week here. I'm also putting on maybe by the first part of the week here the robotic mechanical clearing. So the robotic clearing is for robotic control of your body. This is mind control patterns transmitted to your body, and they connect to or things around you. Mechanical objects that make your body move. Could be internal or external. So it's like being a robot. And some people have speech patterns that way. Some people have body movements, behaving that way too. So that clearing will be coming up shortly here. So what's been going on with the light ship here most recently is they've been working with a lot of these parallel lifetimes and getting rid of the alien races. So if anybody would like to call in or talk about that on the fast chat, if you felt disconnected the last couple days, that would be the reason why, because those parallel lifetimes that you used to live in that used to be familiar to you are no longer accessible because those alien races are eliminated. So there's been a lot going on with the quote-unquote Galactic Federation and termination of these beings. And so this is what's going on now. The light ship also went and found, and you may have seen this on a movie, it's pretty real, but there's major alien races here that control people. And so remember, what the color of your skin is, there's like an alien race of that particular color of skin. So I'm trying to be very simplistic here. Most people that are white, have many different races that can breed with white people. So you have a hodgepodge there, Heinz 57, of white people, where we'll just say people that have black skin, if they haven't bred with white people or other races, then they're going to be typically more pure in their particular race as opposed to white people. And there are a lot of mixtures there of interspecies breeding out there in the universe, which is what they do to us here. So one of these races that we're dealing with created, and if you've seen the movie Dune, I think it was probably back in the 70s, D-U-N-E. If you haven't, you might want to check it out. They may have had two Dune movies, I think, but the first one shows this gigantic brain inside of a box. And I think it's in water, and they have, like, tubes going to it. So this is the alien race that somehow this must be the one that's controlling people here with the mass mind consciousness. So that was basically discovered, and that's on the way out. So if you watch the movie Dune, it's will tell you what's controlling us. If you think about the movie Matrix, when they started the movie, they had like the zeros and the lines on it, I think, at the beginning of the movie, maybe at the very end. And these are all the programs that the mind transmits. And so that mass mind is in control of everything here through an alien race that transmits this energy. So this is what's kind of going on. So getting rid of that big brain thing, you might have a lot more freedom. So we'll just see what the callers have to say or what's on the fast chat as to how you're responding to these current lightship healings or actual spiritual warfare that's going on out there to free the earth spirit from being stuck in negativity, duality, etc. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, if you're out there in cyberspace, and we'll see what comes forth. So please call in and, share your views here on how you've been feeling the last couple, maybe two, 3 days as being connected to yourself. And, how's your friends doing? How are people around you, that are living a regular life? How are they responding to freedom? So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I want to say hello to everyone that's joined us tonight and to those that are on the fast chat. I see quite a few people here. And we have some questions there, so we'll get into that in a minute. And I'd also like to open up the line for callers if anyone would like to call in and ask a question. So I'll give the number to call, and I'll give a couple numbers in case one of them is busy. So because it's Friday night, the phone number is 530-413-4511, 530-413-4511, or you can try 4515 or 4520. So that's three options for you. So it all starts with 530-413 and then either 4511, 4515, or 4520. And there's a beep right there. So do we have someone on the line?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia. I'm Larry here.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So I have a few views I'd like to share with Ron and the group tonight and Sylvia. And my first view is, why do I have a spirit that seems to be, when I get into the spirit and I do the mind-to-heart drop, it seems to be voided out into a remote state? It seems strange that my spirit is in such a remote state, and I know it's in an abstract state. It's separate from the mind and the emotional body. I know it's a big shift and a change and sort of a big remote transition to go into in that remote spirit state that I find myself in sometime. And I was wondering, I would like to ask Ron, why is that?
Very interesting. Okay, so what I hear you asking is sometimes when you go and do the mind-to-heart drop, you feel yourself kind of far away, maybe outside of your body. Is that correct? Remote space outside of your body?
I don't know if it's out of my body. It's in my deep inner spirit, and it's so remote. It's not like maybe a light beam might say, oh, they're into the love or joy or the knowledge coming out. I can get to the knowledge coming out, the love and the joy, but if I can change it, I think. But it's just my deep inner spirit. It's in a remote state. I don't know if it's out of my body. I would say it's in my deep inner spirit that it's. I find myself in a very remote state, very far away from the emotional and mental body, but not necessarily from people. But it's very strange to be that remote, be remotely detached.
Okay, detached. Yeah, when you are in the now, you are detached from everything, and so you'll be attached from your energetic bodies, and one of those is the emotional body. So you will feel distant to everything around you. So that's probably what I think you're asking, is why you feel not attached to anything and in this remote space. And the space is actually your sacred space. And that's perfectly normal. You do the mind to heart drop because you're not going to be feeling emotions. And you might even feel like, why am I here? Like, be life is not worth living because I don't have that emotional jarring of duality, of cause and effect. You do have cause and effect as you start to manifest from light. But just sitting there, there's nothing pushing your buttons, we'll say. So you're going to be just sitting there in no time. And you have to start to manifest in no time to bring forth a manifestation. So until you become active, it'll just be like you're sitting there with nothing around you, because nothing will be around you because you haven't chose to manifest yet. And so that is a space that you want to be in. And everything will be like off. You're going to feel like you're turned off completely. Like, what's wrong with you, you might think. I'm in this space, but I don't connect it to anything.
Yes, that's right.
Yep,
okay,
that's exactly where spirit lives. Doesn't judge anything, so it can't judge. That's not a duality. You're going to be. That's what you're sensing. It is non-judgment of just being. You're just being who you are, but there's no attributes to anything to what you are, because you're not judging yourself or anything around you, and there's no reference to it. Remember, when you have a reference, then you judge to get that reference, and then you're in duality. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. And my second comment I'd like to share would be, in the movie Avatar, it seems that the object that you worship is the object of your destruction, because the Na'vi race, they worshipped the Tree of Life, and the flowers came from all their trees. They would even sleep in the trees. The children lived in the Tree of Life. And from the flowers, from the trees and the bushes, the octopuses used that as a medium of possessing the Na'vi people, and that's what destroyed them. And they thought that was very sacred, the flowers when they lit on your body, but it was the octopuses pulling them toward their bodies through their energies, and they would integrate into their body systems, and they thought that was a sacred ceremony. But it was the infiltration of octopuses that caused their destruction through the human race, and I would just like to share that observation, that the Tree of Life was really like a tree of death, the object of their worship that destroyed a good part of their civilization. And then I would like to say another comment I had, too, was when I talk to anybody, Ron, it seems like I'm always have a dark, almost except the light being, of course, I always have a dark energy attack from almost any person that I talk to. So I'm always having a tape with a film on it. And they tape, you know, one side they tape the music, the other side they tape the words, like 1 and 3 and 2 and 4 on that tape. And I'm like, I have a dual function, like I'm always saying within, I now increase my life force energy, and then I talk to them on my other side of my tape, like the sound and the picture or something like that. I've got a two sides to me, because if I don't, the dark energies would invade me and possess me, but I keep them from invading me. When I keep on repeating, I now increase my life force energy, then they can't touch me. Then my third eye is a light that stays on, and they can't turn it off when I do that. I just wanted to make that comment.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good observation, Larry. Thank you.
Yeah, then my fourth comment is, could I get a healing in the stomach area? I had some octopuses. They turned off the acid valve. I was getting acid reflux, but then I was doing some healings on that. Could I get another healing on this to release the octopuses from my stomach area?
Sure, we'll do an octopus release here. So here we go, everybody. So this could be either be your stomach or it could be your intestines, whatever you choose to have it released there. We'll just scan you and see what you need. So here we go, and your spirit will tell the light ship what to do with what particular energy is in you. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, getting these things released. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So did you feel any changes in this, Larry?
I think I went the intestine way on that. I think I'm feeling probably some of them have left. I really feel good about that. I had sort of the acid problem has, some of that's left before because I did some healing. I guess I had a little gas from the intestines, and maybe that's leaving too from the octopuses. And that would be the virtue behind the healing. So I'm expecting some more positive output from that, I think, when I experience more in the future. And I'm feeling pretty good in that area right now. Like something could be breaking up maybe in that area, releasing.
Yeah, you might want to do that, a special clearing with the poisoning, alien poisoning waste products and carcass removal. That one is pretty nice for that also.
Okay, I'll try that one too. Okay, so thank you very much, Ron, for your help.
Okay, you're welcome. So, Sylvia, turn it back over to you again.
Okay, let's see. So we've got some comments here on the fast chat, kind of related to what's been going on. And let's see, I need to switch phones because my phone is dying. So 1 second, please. Okay. So we have Marie R., and the comment is that my body has been hurting this week, bones and muscles, et cetera. Could that have something to do with the different things that are going on?
Yeah, it could be. Normally, you should probably feel lighter, but that could be your body getting released from these energies in time. And your body could be maybe re-experiencing as these energies in time and the parallel lifetimes are released, and maybe it's just sitting there, and you just want to clear out the energies. So you might want to do the emergency healing to release it out of you, and that probably would help. Normally, you should feel freer and lighter and have more space in your body during that particular clearing that's been going on here. So back to you, Sylvia, but I'll do the emergency clearing.
Okay, great. So here's a question from JJ. And the question is, according to our life plan and contract, is it possible to have a special being accompany us in our current lifetime to observe and help us throughout our life journey?
Very good question. So your life path and life journey is from your natal chart. And normally that's reinforced by your soul family. So like I say, when you're in true light, there's no such thing as that, because everything works in the current moment. But when you're running a timeline created for you by the aliens, then you will have predetermined maybe dates or incidences that your body, say, must go through. This is why we have the alien death barcode to help you eliminate that process. So the next question is, can there be a being that could come to you? People would normally call that a spirit guide or guides to help you out through this. In the darkness that we live in here, created by the aliens, the light of the darkness, you could have one of those particular spirits that are stuck in reincarnation, and you could agree to have it come with you as a guide, you know, in this lifetime. So, yes, that could be possible. Another possibility could be that maybe you have one of your relatives with you. Remember, that's still probably from your soul family. Probably, we'll just say 99%, okay, because normally you reincarnate with particular people all the time. So let's just say that your soul family is 500 people. You're going to be seeing them throughout your lifetime or lifetimes all the time, and they could actually come to, in a sense, help you, but all they're doing is helping you go through lessons, which is what the dark side wants for you, because it has a time-based reality for you in time with your spiritual lessons in there to help heal your body. So, yes, you could have spiritized that way, but they're in the darkness too because they believe in reincarnation. They don't believe in true life because they have lost true life. They don't know what it's all about. So they could think that they're helping you, and they could be helping you, but it's still, you're still stuck on the treadmill of forced reincarnation only because they don't know the difference, and maybe you don't either, knowing that there's a better place. And that's why ascension time comes every 2,000 years to free the spirits of light out of the darkness that has entrapped them there. So I hope I answered that question. So the answer would be yes to agreeable spiritized to be with you in your lifetime. That is a definite possibility. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so the next person on the fast chat was JP, and asking if there's anything you can do to help with back and rib pain.
Yeah, I would get on the clearing, you know, for the you know, the alien attack removal for $30 for the month. I can do a sample here. Maybe you could go on the website. Let me think here. I don't think that page is listed here as a sample page. Let me just tune in here. I'm seeing like white snake energies. So here we go. We'll do, release white snake energies out of people. And these are typically around your back area, you know, your spine. And they also connect to the rib cage and can twist things and distort things. It doesn't take much to have a rib twisted, you know, even physically here, to cause a lot of pain in your body. So here we go. Let's release these white snake energies. So let's see what we can get out of everybody. And just kind of notice how you're feeling. You might even want to see if you can sit up straight. Maybe even stand up to see how you are. Then after the clearing, you know, you can sit down now, but just kind of see if you're taller. Normally these things prevent that. Here we go. And sometimes they wrap around people's necks too, and you kind of have your head, you know, pointing down a little bit. You're not being erect because your neck is tilted because this thing has a weight around your neck. Just think of having a 100-pound weight on your neck. What's going to happen? Eventually your neck's going to go forward somewhat, and that's probably what these snakes are doing. Depends how long they're with you. So here we go, the white snake energy being released. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's see if we can get a caller to call in about the time here, the parallel time release, if you've had any changes or what you felt in the last couple of days here or so. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have Chris on the fast chat asking for help with eroded discs in neck.
Okay, here we go. So let's Look at this energy here. Okay, let's take off some of these energies that are preventing the disc from being whole and complete. This is like a sand energy that I perceive here. So here we go. So let's release this here. These are alien critters, too, that are conscious and alive, just that they live in the alien world, but they attach to us that way. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's just see if that gives you any kind of relief. And again, you may want to go on that alien attack page, $30 a month to release these from you here. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. So we have a question, and it's from guest, and the question is, can we have only a handful of people in our soul family?
Normally not. I guess it could be possible. But typically, I would say not. A handful, we'll just say, is a dozen, just typically. I would say probably unlikely. It is a possibility. But I would say most people have at least 100 or so. You know, just kind of look around you and just see the people that you sort of relate to. And they may be with you, or the ones that kind of come in and out of your life. You know, think about your childhood, people around you. Those are probably all people from your soul family, because they're there to enhance, to make sure that you have these contracts with them to cause them pain, harm, some type of torture or something, depending on what happens, you know, getting hit over the head with a baseball bat when you're young, you know, playing baseball or something, or having the pitcher throw a ball at you and it hits you in your knee. Things like this here, that's no accident. It's what you have contracted to do. And just think about those things, the traumas that you've experienced. And that is from somebody in your soul family doing that to you. There's no accidents on the spiritual level from your spirit and from physical things happening to you. It's all a setup. Everything's a 100% setup here. So the dark side lives off of your traumas and your pain, physical pain, emotional pain. So all that is pre-planned for you, and it's in your natal chart. And, you know, it's also being transmitted to everybody around you in your psychic billboard. That's why you want to change that. And that clearing is $20 a month to get out of your current situation. It's the way that you can control the darkness that gave you that, and you can go in there and rewrite it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so some more comments. We have a comment from Stephanie. I've been feeling a little stronger, more energy, more present in my body, so that's great. And Victoria Ann says, there's a peaceful atmosphere. Neighbors are quiet and are staying in more. So that's some good observations on this past week. And Victoria Ann has a question. What is the best clearing or healing to take off the dark side timeline agenda that's on us?
Well, that'll be coming up on the website, and you want to probably look at what maybe clearings you are wanting to have or you have had. And what I would say is to do the emotional one first. And from there, when that clearing gets put up, you know, go in there and start doing these parallel lifetimes that the aliens take you into, and you're going to find yourself cleared out quite a bit. Right now, you may feel the relief from being out of these parallel lifetimes, and there's, you know, other ones that are attached. Remember, once you're out of it, you still have the programs running. Okay, so the fact that the aliens might not be active doing this, they still have actively running programs in you that people can relate to. So you want to get rid of those programs. that'll be on the website hopefully within a week here as I create something here. So that's what I would say. It'll be an alien timeline clearing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and let's see. We have, my fast chest just disappeared. Here it comes back. Let's see, from JJ, so most of our negative experiences come from our soul family?
Yeah, every single one does, or another soul family. Remember, the darkness gave you a natal chart, and since the darkness, created duality, which the light doesn't know anything about duality, because the light's only in the now, so everything needs to have in duality a way to change. And so you go from one experience to another, and there's different degrees of duality. The worst type is when they talk about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, okay? So they can bring forth a person that has an issue from your past, we'll just say a couple thousand years ago or something, and that issue is still there. And maybe in that time you had a hatchet and you cut off their arm, okay? So the same process, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, okay? In this lifetime, maybe that person is doing something else. Maybe for some reason you happen to be a hunter and you both have guns and you're out there and this soul family contract is put forth and the person shoots your arm and you lose your arm, okay, with a gun. So that's kind of what happens. So, yes, they're all negative experiences. I'm sure there's some positive ones, but typically the dark side gets more energy off of your displeasure than it probably will off of pleasure, okay? And so if you look around at people, even happy people, the dark side is living off of that energy. Like I was saying on one of the programs when I was in New York last time, and I was at Penn Station at rush hour, and if you've been there, you know what it's like. If you don't, you've never been at Penn Station. It's like if you stand on the side without getting trampled, okay, it's kind of like looking at cattle stampeding, okay, and it's like maybe a half an hour of continuous people, you know, and there's thousands of people moving in front of you. I only saw two people smiling, okay, and oddly enough, these two people were the race was black, so there were two black people who were smiling. Everyone else, all they could do is, all they knew they had to go from point A to point B and don't get in their way, okay? And if you're from New York, you know what I'm talking about, basically. They do maneuver around people very nicely. It's just incredible to see these people frantically moving around at different speeds sometimes, and they weave in and out of people. And, you know, there's never an accident that I've seen, but all they want to do is go from point A to point B, but none of these people are smiling. They're like robots on a program going from these different locations. So, like I said, you know, I didn't see anybody out of these thousands of people. There's probably, you know, I'd say 10,000 people. I didn't see a smile on anybody. So what does that mean to you? You know, to me, what it means is that these people were probably not too happy. They're too serious. And the dark side lives off of, you know, the next emotion from being serious is probably being traumatized, you know, and getting a step closer to anger. And so that's kind of what I was seeing, where the people that were smiling was just two people out of all of these people, which to me is very shocking. So that's kind of for what I, you know, the way I see of life is here. Young children smile a lot and are happy, but they haven't probably got thrown into life here. So, and if you look at your friends, you know, you do have bubbly friends who are happy. But typically it's, you know, what's coming down the pike next, you know, and you're not satisfied with life because of some situation that you're dealing with. And the dark side does that to us. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see, we have a question. Is the soul family the same as the monad? Or is the monad the dark side lingo?
I don't even know what that is. So that's not in my vocabulary. I don't do any reading, so I don't know what that would even relate to. So I need to have more explanations to that, for what that particular word would mean. If you want to call in and ask the question and describe to me what a monad would be.
Okay, so great. Well, I'll give the call-in number. It's 530-413-4511. Or 530-413-4515 or 4520. Let's see, we have a comment from Donna. Many chemtrails in southeast Michigan on blue skies. Any comments about the chemtrails, Ron?
Not much, no. I've been seeing far less of them myself. So, don't know. Don't get into that too much. That's another agenda. So I think the 4511 is what BBS called me on, so that would probably be busy. And
okay, so the 4515 or 4520.
Yeah, so, okay. Hopefully the lines aren't busy.
Yeah, sometimes they get busy. Let's see if we have any other questions here. We have a comment, a couple other comments from people that were experiencing different aches and pains more in the last week. So maybe, like you said, Ron, that's just going through these different energies as they're leaving.
Yeah, the energies are leaving or have left you. And maybe what's left is the pain energy, and you may want to do a pain clearing to release that also. That could be a possibility. Or maybe the aliens left pain with you as this program could still be running as you left the parallel lifetime. So it's hard to say what's happening, but it is very interesting. So I'll be in New York coming up here next weekend at the New Life Expo, 34th and 8th. It's a block away from Penn Station. And we'll have a light infusion chamber up. And it will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're interested in coming, I'll be back in New York doing this event. And after that, the next week, we'll be having some workshops, three of those at the TRS Center. So back to you, Sylvia. Then we have our call coming up. I'll give that number again, and that'll start shortly here, straight up on the hour, basically. So it'll be a conference call for those of you out there who like to call in to maybe ask questions about the light ship, about different healings or what's going on. And it's designed for the newbies, we'll say, who or just hearing the show maybe for the first time or so, who may have questions, and also for everyone else listening too. So the phone number is a New York number. It's 646, and it's 519-5800, and they'll prompt you for a PIN number, which is 9009. So 646-519-5800. 9009, and I'd like to have all of you come on. And the questions do get into some quite interesting things. So, plus you're available to talk easily. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So earlier there was a question on the fast chat from SMS, and I'm not sure what exactly we were talking about at the time the question came in, but the question was, can this also be for recurring shapeshifters? So maybe that had to do with the clearing that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, the shapeshifter does come in through a parallel lifetime reality. Remember, these are all real lifetimes that the dark side creates for you that you slip over into. So to describe that, to make it clear for everybody, just think of a horse race. And all the same horses are running at the same speed, okay? And they're all identical looking. And what the dark side can do is create this lifetime as one of those. Remember, it's already created, so this is one of those. So we'll say this is track number one. Well, they created maybe, let's say, a dozen other lifetimes alongside of this one. So we'll just say you have 13 other lives that could be used if they wish to slip you into it. And they just move you over, and it looks the same. And or they could put a clone body of you in one so that the other people running the same race as you would see you now in a clone life, and they're in a clone life, so you could be all living a clone life anywhere. So to find out if you are in a clone lifetime and not here, just give yourself a gentle pinch. Maybe pinch, you know, the palm of your hand or pinch your, you know, your arm or something, but don't bruise it. Now, if you pinch yourself and you have a heightened awareness, like I woke up, okay, like before I was like listening and now I'm extra alert, that means that you were not here. So then the question is, where were you? And you're going to say, well, I don't know, gee, you know. And that's about all that you know is that, wow, you know. For most people, they say, oh, I just kind of woke up, I was daydreaming. Well, yeah, you were daydreaming. You're in another lifetime. So maybe you're listening to BBS in a parallel lifetime. Well, that's kind of disconcerting, okay? So you want to be here now continuously because they will fabricate everything that you're doing right now in this present moment, and this is how they work. This is how the light brings forth energy. It's all in the now, but with darkness can bring forth that now and move it over sideways. And then it's darkness. Won't be the same energy if you can look at it from above, but when you're in it, you won't know the difference on it. And you could be dealing with clones all the time. And they can also come back into this reality. Now, what about the entities that are in that reality of the darkness, okay? Remember, there's emotional bodies there, too. Can those emotional bodies hop into this one? Yeah. So you could have a cloned emotional body in you. So that's just very interesting. And the scariest part is, let's just say that in a cloned reality, in a parallel lifetime, this may be hard for you to understand, but let's say that you broke your arm and you went to a doctor. Okay, in one of these parallel lifetimes, and then you came back here. Well, in this lifetime, you don't feel that broken arm. And we'll say it heals in 6 weeks, and you're still living that life over there, but not knowing about it because the clone of you is living it. And then it comes into this lifetime. Well, they can merge that cloned body part that's been healed in you. And all of a sudden, now you may have a cloned arm. Or cloned place in the arm where the bone is mended. This is what I say when you go to a dark side practitioner and you ask for a healing, they can produce a healing on you using non-light parts. So all of a sudden you have this extra hardware, extra stuff on you, which is what we're doing on the new clearing for, you know, mechanical body parts. That's going to be called robotic / maybe mechanical clearing removal, something like that, where you have a robotic energy program running you, and then you also have robotic cloned parts in your body, and this clearing is to release those out of you. So you want to get back into wholeness of the light. And this is very interesting, as you might wonder why sometimes you just don't feel right with certain parts of your body. And I've had people say, yeah, I woke up at night sometimes and I'm startled and I can't move. Well, what does that mean? Was your body like cement in that other lifetime? where you're not in your body with your spirit and you have the awareness, you know, what was happening to you? You know, there's a lot of questions there. But sometimes people have a healing or their body heals. Maybe they went to a practitioner in a clone life not knowing about it. They got a problem here, but over there they took you into a practitioner. And you wonder why the scar that you have doesn't look quite right or why maybe there's pain there all the time. Well, it's not a particular healing that was done by the light and by your spirit. So now you have this instrument in you, objects in you, energetic objects, energetic stitches from the darkness, and it might be there and show up if you knew what to look for to release it. But here it just looks like something got cut and healed, but it never feels right to you. And that's because it was done in a parallel lifetime. So that's kind of the sci-fi part of the show. And it gets very intriguing and interesting once you kind of catch on to what can happen. Most people's minds will be turned off when they hear this stuff because they don't understand it. And the program in your mind, you know, the implants go off and you just all of a sudden go blank. But if you have that condition happening to you, this particular healing will be up on the website probably by the weekend here, I'm hoping, or if not the first part of the week. So, back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, you were talking about the shapeshifters and other energies, and I thought maybe before we go on, we could do a darkness to light clearing tonight for everyone.
Okay, so here we go. Well, the darkness to light clearing is for the aliens that live inside of you. And a lot of those would like to go to the light, but if they went to the light on their own, they would be terminated. And so typically these energies that are inside of you basically fear the light because you have no way to go to the light. So this is the opportunity, and it's a free clearing on the website. So I would use it once a day if it was me because you're going to be helping out these energies, and you can actually feel them leave you if you're slightly sensitive. You might feel your body tingle or jerk. So here we go. This is a darkness to light clearing. This is just part of it. So this will get rid of some of the energies out of you. On the website, it's a little more extensive. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, and you might want to look at your eyes now if you have a mirror in front of you, and then also check it out after because your eyes will be brighter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we got rid of some of these out of you. And, you know, use that clearing to give the aliens a chance to come into the light, these different life forms that do live inside of you. Remember, these are the ones also that are on the clearing for $30 a month. Sometimes they may want to come into the light. These could be the caterpillars that's in your joints. They could be the octopus energies. And, you know, they do have a choice. But once they're discovered, the only choice is to come to the light or to be terminated. And but the ones that do want to go to the light know about it. And they're probably listening to, you know, this radio program. And, you know, they're just waiting for you to have that opportunity. So do give it to them because a lot of those need that. And they then get their body now has a spirit in it once they come into the light. Then they're out of this misery like we're in of lack of free choice, free will. And they're out of time. Just think of the gift that you're giving them is to be out of time and to pure divine source energy of peace. So we're bringing some peace energy as we sign off this program, and you can call in 5 minutes. So the phone number to call on is 646-519-5800, PIN number is 9009. So here's a peace energy. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We're going to the Light Ship for about 15 minutes, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. So I'm signing off, and I'll bring in peace energy to the light being on your monitor screen. So thank you, Sylvia. And the light beam will be activated probably for the next 3 hours of peace energy. So I'm doing that right now. So thank you, everybody. See you later. And I'll be on in probably within maybe 10 minutes here.
Great. Good night, everyone. Thank you for being with us. And thank you, Ron, for all the great information and the healings. And we'll see you all next time.
Okay. Blessings. Bringing in peace for everybody.